Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We have to apologize. We have made a horrible error. Dave said in the last segment, we were talking about Mariska Hargitay, who's on Law & Order SVU. She's broken bones in her knee. She broke her kneecap. She broke her ankle. She's torn a ligament. She's not going to tell you how she did that. And Dave said, by the way, she's the daughter of actress Jane Russell. Wait a minute. That is not true.
Train wreck.
Wrong.
That is not accurate. We have received multiple communications. Phone, social media, email, text.
The fax machine woke up.
Beep.
Mariska Hargitay's mother is the late Jane Mansfield.
Jane Russell.
Dave.
Now,
wrong bosomy Jane.
Chris Dim. She didn't do the Cross Your Heart commercials.
No.
And Chris Dim was researching it. She only lived to be 34.
The mother.
The mom, Jane Mansfield. This is fascinating to me. She was in a car accident. And Mariska Hargitay, who was only 3 years old, was in the back seat of the car.
With her siblings.
Three adults in the front seat, all killed instantly. All three children in the back seat, minor injuries. How about that? Now, Biggie will do an impression of callers that called to say...
To correct us?
To correct us.
Listen, losers. Do you know anything? It's Jane Mansfield. All right? She was in the back of the car when she died. Show some GD respect.
People are very, very upset about it.
Good morning to you guys named Chris. Listen. I know y'all dumbasses don't know a lot. But it's Jane Mansfield.
Not Jane Russell.
Mm-hmm. You idiot!
Which one of you losers said Jane Russell? Take him off the air.
I didn't know Mansfield still had a fan
club. You're fired, Dave. And then I should be fired, too, because of that cross
on your
watch. Oh, ridiculous.
Very odd what we get mad about.
Yeah.
A lot of people got mad about
it. I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut your pay here at work. Okay, I understand.
Yes, understandable.
Did he say Russell? Somebody get me the number.
What was the big GD poster Andy Dufresne had covering up the wall? Who was that?
Well, Farrah at the end. Who else?
No, not Farrah.
I know
it
that.
It was Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch.
It was Raquel Welch! You dummy! How dare you! Farrah!
Sorry, Farrah was much later. You're right.
It's 1966!
Farrah was much later.
You idiot! She was in Charlie's Angels.
God, get it right.
How do you not know that minute detail?
Now, that would have been a twist.
It's futuristic. Farrah Fawcett.
He got a poster
and then
for
Britney
a woman.
Spears at the end, right?
Yeah, Britney Spears.
In the schoolgirl outfit.
Britney Spears in that.
It was Christina Aguilera.
Get it
the
right.
Other one. It was Chrissy Teigen.
Get it right. Yes, Raquel, but he started with, was it Jane Mansfield? That he started with? Because she was in that. No.
No.
She did stuff with her. Rita Hayworth.
Was it Rita Hayworth?
Rita Hayworth.
That's it. Because the book is called Rita Hayworth.
That's right.
And the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
All right. We have.
Got that figured out.
We have. Who do we have on the line? It's Lisa on here. Jesus. Get it right. She's a lawyer. She's with us now. Lisa, we apologize. Dave just made a critical error. He said that.
Oh, what a faux pas. Oh, what
exactly.
A faux pas. You've really angered the. You want to really make those Jane Mansfield fans angry?
Yes.
Remember that old joke? Remember the old joke about, did you hear about Jane Mansfield on the radio and on the steering wheel and on the dashboard?
Oh, my God.
Lisa, no.
Too soon.
Oh, my God. We're canceling this segment.
How can we talk about vagina candles now?
Oh, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
I never heard that joke. That's awful. You're a terrible, terrible person.
Yes, I am.
Pretty funny, though.
That is. Oh, I'd never heard that before. That is awful. Now, let's get to this vagina candle story. Lisa was on Instagramming about it today and tweeting about it. It's about a guy who had one of those Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candles. Now, these were all the rage. She put them on her website. She sells something called Goop. And this was one of the candles that supposedly...
Well, she didn't sell Goop.
Excuse me. The site is called Goop. And the thing is called This Smells Like My Vagina. It is a candle that when you burn it, supposedly, has that aroma. So this guy named Colby Watson bought one of those. He claims it exploded. Now, he had been burning it He says for over 3 hours. And the thing is, on the website, it says you should burn it for 2 hours or less. But he says that's not clear enough on the website. So he's filed a $5 million class action lawsuit for anybody that's bought one of these candles. He was not injured when the candle exploded, but could have been, and says anyone could be. So he's suing over this. Does Gwyneth Paltrow and her vagina candle have to worry on this, Lisa? What do you think?
You know, she may, because in Texas, where Colby bought the candle, and I just had a had to kind of pause and have a visual about a Texan named Colby Watson calling up Goop, buying one of them their vagina candles.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, it's a visual for me. You know, I'm seeing like sort of a Matthew McConaughey, only a little more rugged, wanting a vagina candle. You know, what in the world? You know?
Colby, package for you. What's yours?
Nothing.
And then you burn it for hours.
What are we doing with a vagina candle?
I wonder how true to life the candle is. I mean, is the wick difficult to find? Is it right there? Yeah. I know. So I looked underneath it.
That's how they should do that. That's hilarious.
I looked off to the side.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And then it lies to you. It acts like it's burned out, but it's not. Is that thing burned out?
Yeah.
Seems to be.
Only light like one night out of five. I'm sorry, not tonight.
Right. I have a headache.
Sorry. No. Well, so you think this guy does have a case. I'm a little surprised to hear you say it.
Well, he may. I mean, so it's weak, though. So I got to tell you that. But he's not the first person. Mm-hmm. Recently, a consumer who purchased a vagina candle in London reported the same thing, that her candle exploded and turned into, she said, an inferno.
Yep.
And luckily, in both cases, they put out the fire. He does not have an injury, which is one big problem in his case. But he did have, I think, some property damage. I think it burned his nightstand or something. So, you know, he has a little bit of financial harm from it. The problem is that Texas is a strict liability state for products. And so he really doesn't have to prove any negligence on their part. He just has to prove that there was an injury related to the product of some sort. And it could be property damage, maybe emotional. He's not alleging a failure to warn. Although he does say it's inadequate, but the key to his case is just that it's an unsafe product, a negligent design or manufacture. Mm-hmm. And so he may be able to get this class action status. What a lawyer is saying is that he's just a representative on behalf of anyone who has bought this candle because it's a dangerous product. And because of that strict liability law in Texas, there may be something to it. Although the fact that he didn't have any personal physical injuries, I think is going to make it weak, but they can find other people maybe who have.
It's interesting, too, that based that he's in Texas, I would think that the lawsuit would come from wherever the candle is made, like probably California was my guess. So if the same thing happens to somebody in Massachusetts or somebody with a less strict law than Texas, they may be out of luck.
Yeah, he filed in Texas where he lives, and so, it depends on where the consumer will file where they live, and it's in federal court, but... it's a possibility, but it's kind of weak because he didn't have any kind of injury.
Interesting. Apparently, this is happening. She probably sells other candles there that are made the same way. I wonder if she's got exploding candles all over the place.
Oh, do they smell?
That's crazy.
I know.